Shavua Tov, Tes Kislev, Siman Chaf Dalet, Halacha Aleph to Halacha Vav. What happens if you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah during the laning? Believe it or not, this is actually something that still is common. It used to be much more common with older Sefer Torah, but even the new Sefer Torah, you could find mistakes. And even if you ran through computer checks, you could find mistakes. Many I've experienced. So the question is like this: if it's what's called a Tos Gamo, a complete mistake, you have to take another Sefer Torah. And we'll discuss exactly what to do regarding the aliyas. When it comes to, so what is considered a full mistake? What's called Tos Gomel? If there's extra letters, missing letters, if the missing letter is changing the form of Kriya, meaning the way to read it. For example, Tomim, and it writes Tomim without the Aleph. Rochba, Rochba. He gives examples according to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So what's an example of Tos that's not Gomel? So if the Kriya doesn't change, the reading doesn't change, and the meaning doesn't change, for example, take the word avoysom. Without a vav, avoysom still has the same exact meaning and the same exact form of reading. Sometimes you have a yud that's called shamashis. It actually helps in the reading, but doesn't change the meaning. It's not part of the root. But sometimes the yud is an actual root letter, and this is so important. Many words we just mispronounce simply because we did not learn the laws of dikduk. And here's an example the Kitzur gives. By Hagar, it says al tirei. When there's a yud, taf yud resh, yud tirei, it actually makes the resh a shva na, and the yud it means don't fear, as opposed to without the yud, it would mean don't see. And this applies many places in davening, so be careful when you daven to make sure when you see a yud, you should know it's actually a totally different meaning than a word than the word without a yud. Okay, that's an important point. Next. When it comes to a letter that is split, or two words that now look like one word, or an extra word in the actual Sefer Torah, or what's called a psucha instead of a stuma, or where there's supposed to be space and there's no space, all these things are considered full disqualification, the pasul, and you need to take out a new Sefer Torah. Sometimes what you have is letters that are stuck together. It's quite common. Now, if it looks like it got stuck after the writing was done properly, so as long as the letters don't change from the form of letters, I mean they still look like a nun looks like a nun, so that's not a problem. But if it was actually, you could recognize that it got stuck during the writing, so it all depends. If, for example, here you have a great example, let's say you have a nun sofit, the end of nun, right? So it's a long line down, and you have a taf of a different word, and the leg of the taf is touching the nun, so it depends. If it's touching the nun in a place where you could recognize that it is really after, meaning after the nun was already complete, at least in the kosher level, so that's where the leg of the taf is touching it. So therefore, halachically, it's good. But let's say it's like in the middle of the nun sofit, that means that it probably was written, it was never written properly, and halachically, that could be a question. So you could fix it during the week, that's not a problem, but on Shabbos, it will be a problem to be able to use that Sefer Torah. What happens if you're in doubt, which is probably a common case if people don't know the halachas? When it comes to a Dovik question, and it's a Safek, the Pesach Keturah is right, the thing brings a being Nisham, I forgot where he quotes that it is, you should take out another Sefer Torah. Next, if you have a letter that basically changed, and it changed because of a hole, sometimes you actually have a hole in the parchment, so it makes a puzzle. But sometimes you have, and I've seen this, you have, let's say, a hey. And there's a hole in the parchment, either inside or outside. The halacha is, as long as at the time of the writing there was parchment there, it's okay. So even though now it's not what's called mukaf kvil, that means it's not surrounded by parchment, halachically it is okay, so long as it still looks like a hay. What happens if the ink has what's called kafza hadir, the ink came off? Now this is amazing that even today with all the advancement of technology and etc., you could still have ink, and it may not even be as lasting as the ink of old. So if you have missing ink that just came off, the halacha is that it's pasul. There's a beautiful Chasam Sofer, which the Kitzur does not quote. Sometimes he quotes Chasam Sofer, does not. Here he doesn't. That's called, if there's Rishumei Nika, what does it mean? That if you could still recognize that there was a letter here because there's residue left. It's a brownish residue as opposed to rust. Reddish rust, not necessarily. So you need to be an expert to know what is considered Rishumei Nika. And next halacha, if you have a suffix, you don't know if the letter looks like a yud or looks like a vav. I had this in one of the sefer Torah that we have in shul, and I took a child that doesn't know to put together the word, the meaning of the word, but knows the letters. So that's the proper child that you need to use in order to verify what this letter actually is. If he reads it correctly, great. If not, you have a problem. Now, if you now what the age that child is usually is, it's around 5 or 6 years old. If there are children that give different opinions, you go based on majority. Now, all this is only when you really have a doubt. If you don't have a doubt about the letter, so then you don't even use, it doesn't help you to use a child. If you have a suffix, if it's touching at all or not, that already also we could be lenient. When you show the child, so this is really part of what we just learned, you don't need to cover the letters afterwards, but the letters before is better. It will mach with the cover because, again, we don't want them to put together the word and the meaning and figure it out based on the context versus really telling us what the letters are. And lastly, if there's a nifsak, which means that it got cut off because of a hole, and we're not sure if there's a shear, the size of a letter in tool the hole, that means beyond the hole, as I could say, on the middle of the leg of a hay. So you don't know if it has enough up into the hole or not. You can't include the hole and you can't use beyond the hole, but you're not sure. So that's when you could use a child. But here you need to cover that part beyond it so it doesn't look to him like it's a full size. You have to ask him, does this look like a hay? And lastly, if according to the kitzer, who's machmir, when you have the ink come off, let's say ink came off just a small part of the letter. So you cover that area, and then you ask the child to tell you, do you still see a letter, you know, what this letter looks like? And if he says it's a correct letter, then you can still rely and not take out a new Sefer Torah. Have a beautiful day.